As far as Elijah Prince was concerned, gay weddings could choke on their own cheery goddamned glitter and die. He sat alone in the back of the overflowing reception hall, framed by floral, ribbon, and balloon garlands aesthetically balanced on the head of the most fabulous of pins. The decor came courtesy of the high-priced wedding planner one of the grooms Walter had imported from his native Chicago, because only the best would be procured for his darling Kelly. The chairs and tables, decorated with runners of Italian silk, were Disney movie-themed, because Kelly ate, breathed, and farted Disney. The grooms had arrived at the reception via a fucking horse-drawn carriage. The wedding party's table was bedecked in tangled colors and paraphernalia, little girl purple and Rapunzel hair gold weaving between toy figurines and playsets. The space for parents and immediate family sported colors and action figures from Beauty and the Beast, a sea of bright blue and a gold which should have clashed with the Rapunzel yellow yet somehow didn't. Elijah was at one of the sections reserved for the choirs and orchestra. His table's theme was light blue and white for Frozen. It made him want to gag. He was the only social orphan at the music table, possibly at the entire wedding. Giles Mulder, Aaron Sievers, and Mina Stevenson were at the table legitimately. Giles and Mina were in the St. Timothy Orchestra, Aaron Choir, and they all three had roles in one form or another in the all-male and all-female a cappella groups from their college. Aaron had already broken ranks, leaving the wedding party to snuggle at the music table with Giles. But though Elijah attended St. Timothy too, he was in zero musical groups. No doubt someone, probably Aaron, had pleaded with Walter and Kelly on Elijah's behalf to give him an exemption to sit with the musical people. It didn't matter how bitter and nasty Elijah was. Giles and Aaron had decided to adopt him, and apparently they intended to never leave him behind. Elijah often loathed the level of their intrusion, except when he was weak enough to admit it was sometimes the only thing keeping him going.
"What are your plans for this summer, Elijah?"
Mina asked this as Aaron made his Anna figure flirt with Giles's Kristoff. When Giles had Kristoff respond with bald innuendo, Mina laughed and launched a handful of table confetti at them so it appeared it came from her Elsa doll. Elijah nudged his plate hard enough to knock his Sven figure onto its side as he slumped deeper into a seat.
"Pastor Schultz got me a job at the cafeteria, doing dishes and taking out the garbage."
He felt bad about the note of complaint and cleared his throat.
"I'm glad to have it."
"You're still moving into the White House with us this fall, right?"
Elijah nodded without enthusiasm. The White House was the old mansion north of the music building that traditionally provided off-campus housing for music students. Aaron and Giles would be there, as would Mina and her friend Jilly. Elijah was slated to room with Giles's old roommate Brian, who with Elijah would be the other non-music person. It was all tidily arranged. Except everyone else would be paying rent, whereas Elijah's portion would be paid out of the pity fund Walter Davidson, nay Lucas, had set up for Elijah because he was now officially without parental support. The money in the trust would cover his tuition and any books and supplies his summer job wouldn't. A familiar chuckle sent a shiver down Elijah's spine, and he let his gaze slip to the tall, smiling young man wearing sunglasses at the other end of their table. Boz Acre would be at the White House, too. Mina caught Elijah's hand discreetly under the table and squeezed.
"Let people care for you, okay? You're owed a little kickback from the game of life."
"It feels weird."
Elijah buried his Sven figure deeper under his plate and cast a caustic glare Aaron's direction, waiting for him to point out Elijah used to hate how no one would help him. Aaron fixed his gaze on his plate, his pretty boy expression taking on shadows.
"I know, but it gets easier, I promise.